Hello, hi. Today we would be considering another important chapter of our subject called as hotel accounting. The chapter is been known as the abbreviation USALI. Now, what do you mean by USALI? It is the uniform system for hotel and lodging industry. Now, this industry is been known for the hospitality services. The e-commerce has been paving the way so as to do online transaction for the hospitality industry as well. So this chapter is navigating us through what are the e-platform available by which we can record the financial and the accounting transaction of hotel and a lodging industry. Established in 1926, the uniform system of accounts for the lodging industry has been widely embraced globally as a valuable framework for generating accounting data for financial and management accounting purposes in the hospitality industry. For an extended period, the so-called uniformed accounting system have been developed for the objective of accounting, control, and corporate administration in the specific economic fields. Earlier, it was been developed by American Hotel and a Motel Association. Now, they have been known as the American Hotel and a Lodging Association. Now, who are they? They are the e-business committee, so as to exchange info and ideas pertaining to a business in hospitality industry, providing information for business and economic groups, both internally and externally. Thus, USALI is a preferred model of information system for financial accounting in large hotel and the hotel chains in Europe and the USA. The system improves compatibility and consistency in internal and external reporting of the financial statements. Additionally, it offers a consistent foundation for the financial accounting of economic groups to be considered. For an extended period, the so-called uniform system of accounting have been developed for the objective of accounting, control, and corporate administration in specific economic field. The system is one kind of a solution for unified financial reporting that relies on decentralization of management through responsibility center. USALI aims to develop performance-oriented accounting model with distinct characteristics and structure. For this purpose, the USALI bifurcate the entire system into a responsibility centers. The functional department would be called as the cost centers, and the operational department would be called as the profit center. It decentralizes its entire process and bifurcate into cost and the profit center. The cost centers are been originated so as to collect what are the expenses side of our income and expenditure account, whereas profit center tries to navigate through the income side of income and expenditure account. Thus, a standardized financial and operating reports are been generated. Thus, USALI bifurcate the entire finance and accounting procedures into our responsibility centers, the cost centers as well as the profit center. Cost center responsible so as to collect all the cost and the expenses, whereas income center or the profit center tries to connect all the zones by which income would be generated in the business of the hospitality. We do follow standardized financial and operating report system through USALI. So USALI provides a report on the key process indicators. They are the representation of revenue per room, as well as average daily rate and the occupancy rate, etc., etc. It facilitates that how the benchmarking in the hospitality industry is helping us so as to achieve our standalone position in the data-driven analysis. Thus, USALI's key feature is decentralizing its department, and accordingly use the number of other statements called as RevPAR, that is revenue per room, as well as ADR and the occupancy rate. The PMS, that is the property management system as well, has been integrated for the successful implementation of the USALI system. So it is going to automate the data related to the account occupancy as well as the revenue centers, that is also been called as an income statement, income centers or the profit centers. And it's also going to highlight on the cost centers or on the spending side of the hospitality industry. It ensures accuracy and provide the real-time financial insights. Now, how are we going to implement the USALI? The way I've said that we will be bifurcating the responsibility centers. We're going to highlight which are going to be our profit centers, which are going to be our cost centers. So profit centers tracks all the income and the expenses in a revenue generating department. So we would be analyzing the income and we would be nullifying the expenses out of the income, and what we'll get is the profit out of it. So property management system integrates and assures accurate data and the performance analysis and the revenue growth and the opportunities at the end of the business cycle can be highlighted. Cost centers are the centers or the department. They are maybe bifurcated into housekeeping, maintenance, security, food and beverage department, inventory department, etc., etc., and etc. So USALI manages the list of all the expenses. The MIS provides the integration of all the operational related efficiency and how fruitfully it been converted into an income statement. The functional department, they have been called as the marketing department. They have been expected so as to function the sales and the promotion and the advertisement platform of the hotel and the management industry. The HR is responsible so as to keep the payroll and recruitment analysis. The accounting department as well tries to play an important role so as to highlight the profit by deducting the expenses from the overall revenue of the hospitality industry. Thus, a strategic decision-oriented approach is being developed by each and every functional department. And the consistent reporting would be enabled us so as to analyze that which department is being converted from the cost center to a revenue center. Then we would be integrating the data that has been provided by all the functional department. We would be creating a MIS of all this data and try to analyze the accuracy and reduce the errors if anything has been found in any of the functional department. Thus, it's going to give us the real-time indicators and the monitoring would be further easy. At last, whatever the data of the functional department we have integrated, we would be properly reporting and analyzing and auditing and presenting for the public review. Thus, the MIS is going to generate a report again via using the USALI metrics that has been consisting the different ways so as to represent accounting and financial data. At last, we would be ensuring that anyhow the efficiency and the decision making can be done with the help of the reporting and the overall analysis of the statements that have been provided by the USALI. So USALI is the composite of the number of accounting principles. It is going to give us the standardized reference. It may give us the provisions as per the GAAP, that is general accounting accepted principle. Various references are being taken as per the GAAP for the hotel department, and overall it's going to allow us so as to create the summary of the operational statement. It would be also giving us the overall financial statements and the primary statement and a secondary statement bifurcation as well can be seen so as to have a critical disclosure while auditing the financial statements of the hospitality industry. Then for the analysis purpose, it is not only going to give us the overall review of the financial statement, it is going to give us the ratios as well. The operating ratios we would be considering. Chapter 5 would be analyzing and giving us the highlight that which all are the operating ratios can be considered as per the USALI. Thus, this guide is going to give us the standardized definition of what we called as the operational ratios, including the non-financial one in the case of hospitality industry. Now, why we have adopted USALI? Because it has the global adoption. The way I've said that it has been very commonly utilized in Europe and USA. The large preferred model by the hospitality industry overall. So if you are running the business of hospitality industry, USALI cannot be ignored. It is the non-negotiable things that need to be adopted by the hospitality industry so as to have the up-to-date information about the income and expenditure and overall analysis of the profitability that has been generated in our hospitality industry. It's going to give us the enhanced comparability. The system is going to give us the comparability and the consistency in the internal and external reporting of the financial statements. So it is not only going to cover the internal variants, also it may try to analyze few external variants via the PESTEL analysis so as to have the comparability and the benchmarking in what are the practice we are adopting while recording the hospitality industry income and expenditures. At last, it's going to consolidate the reports and then it is going to give us the foundation of all the financial statements as well as which all are the responsibility centers we have diversified. It will give us the consolidated report of all the responsibility centers. And accordingly, we'll try to navigate the overall reporting of the financial statement. We also can do the ratio analysis so as the comparability and the benchmarking can be achieved in the overall industry. Now, there are a few limitations for the USALI as well. USALI do have a significant benefit, but every strong thing would be always coming up with some hindrance. So few of the hotel industry would be finding it very effective and consistent for the reporting, whereas few of the hotel industry wouldn't able to understand the compatibility of this particular model. Thus, what are the limitations? We'll see one by one. It is information focus. So definitely, it can be called as the advantage only. So USALI is going to give us a complete information and the profitability emphasis that has been overshadowed as the big pictures. So the drivers for the profitability wouldn't be straightforward. It may be somewhat trying to give us the hidden ways, or we not able to analyze the direct ways of the profitability. It neglects the maintenance for the maximized room revenue leads to the future increases. A balanced perspective has been given considering the long-term asset management is crucial. So definitely try to cover or manipulate the data to a certain extent. Reporting entities, inconsistent revenue and expenses center that is defined so as to create the discrepancies. Differing accounting method, like sometime they'll be utilizing GAAP, sometime the IAS, and that is Indian Accounting Standard, or sometime IFRS is being utilized. So standardized definition need to be rendered while doing the benchmark. Sometime it is going to give us the doubling entities or doubling entries as well, which is difficult so as to do the cross-functioning. Then we do have a IAS and a IFRS discrepancies. The way I've said that USALI is based on the general accounting, generally accepted accounting principles. So IAS and IFRS may be having few of the discrepancies while adapting the USALI. So USALI doesn't always align with the IFRS and IAS because it has been developed on the basis of the generally accepted accounting principle. This is causing the challenges for the international hotel and the global investors, so as to analyze the depreciation treatment and the impact that is reported in the profitability statements. So we have to analyze in a GAAP system what are the ways available by which the depreciation has been recorded, and same method has been followed while accepting those value. Because IAS and IFRS discrepancies otherwise would get created. Thus, it lacks the flexibility. As it is based on the generally accepted accounting principle, few of the entries may be going to give us the doubling effect. Maybe the cross connections of that particular entries cannot be found out, and therefore the lack of flexibility would be available in this particular model. Thus, OSALI, like many abstract models of accounting information system, has a limitation. The main difficulty is related to information focus and questionable reporting. OSALI editors regularly updating the information system to reflect current changes in the hospitality and the financial reporting. The system's flaws in financial accounting include dubious reporting entities and failure to reflect some accounting assumptions as per Indus, that is Indian Accounting Standard and IFRS standards. The most recent version takes into consideration the latest development in technology, sustainable development, globalization, new vocabulary, service cluster distribution channels, and optimize analysis of operating ratios along with the changes in accounting practice. Thus, OSALI is also keep on developing. They try to adapt what are the changes in the system or in e-commerce industries are happening, and accordingly, the recent version try to update its information as per the notification. Thus, the OSALI definitely give us the limitations and the ways so as to address this limitation too. The OSALI managers or the overall system try to focus that how the diversified model will try to amalgamate and align with the IFRS or the IAS standards. It gives us the clearer guidance on the revenue as well as expenses center definition and how to bifurcate them into a responsibility center. It is going to give us the expanded resources by which information would be available at the benchmark and a comparability model. OSALI will expand the training and the online resources. Like a frequently asked question is the updation and immediate solving and addressing the queries that has been uploaded through the FAQs would be the important updation that has been done into a OSALI model. So addressing the inconsistent reporting and promote a balanced perspective is being focused via the latest model of the OSALI. It's going to give us the improved interface and the overall analysis. So the iteration will have a more intuitive inferences and the enhanced data analysis and the capabilities for the deeper financial insights have been ensured with the expanded resource as well as while aligning with the IFRS and the Indus accounting standards. Along with the OSALI, we do have several other role to be played so as to maintain the financial and the accounting statement. The first one is called as the hotel accountant. Now, what is the core responsibility of the hotel accountant? He's going to overall handle the day-to-day financial transactions. He's going to track the ways where the revenues and the expenses have been generated. He's going to create internal as well as the external report, and he's going to reconcile the overall accounting statement. This role is a primary and a fundamental so as to give an accurate reporting for the purpose of decision making in the long-term hospitality industries. What are the key skills required? Definitely a strong analytical and a communication skills. The calculation skills should be very, very proper, along with the deep understanding of the accounting principle, especially the GAAP principle, and the updated knowledge of the IAS and the IFRS is also would be considered as the added advantage. The software tools, including the Excel efficiency, as well as, if possible, the Python and other tools by which the financial reporting would be smooth enough for the purpose of reporting, can be expected as the key skills. Second person we do have is being called as the night auditor. The person who would be on the night duty, we have to include that one of the auditor would be there in the night duty staff. Now, what is going to be his role? The EOD processing. What would be the revenue overall by the end of a day? That need to be highlighted by the night auditor. He has to keep ready the printouts of all the closing statements that have been done by the end of that particular day as the business day. So it may include posting charges to the guest account and printing invoices for the next day. Balancing, reconciling the accounting statement, and at last reporting or keeping the report ready for the next day person who would be taking the in charge of the financial record. So the balance, cash drawers, reconciling the bank statements, and to run the financial reports would be the role, so as to ensure the hotel's financial records are up to date, and by the EOD, it would be presented and reported in a profitable manner. This is one of the unique role which would be performed by the night auditor, because most of the transaction in the hospitality industry happens during 6 p.m. to 3 p.m. generally. Therefore, the role is very, very unique, and we need a key skilled person so as to manage the role of the night auditor. Thus, playing a crucial role in the financial integrity of the hotel industry, night auditor highlights the way the profit centers can be contributing a lot so as to generate the overall revenue of the hospitality industry. Next one, we do have the payroll manager. The payroll manager would be having a very important role, because over here we are not only going to deal with the salaried employees, we may be having the hourly employees, the commissioned employees, or the tip eligible employees as well. And at the same time, we would be navigating with the employment unions or the non-union contractual persons. So this role would be very, very firm and a practical. They should have a up-to-date knowledge of the industry and the benchmarking that would be going in alignment with the hospitality industry. So payroll manager's job is to navigate the accurate payment procedures that have been proven as the benchmarking in the hospitality industry. They'll ensure that all employees are being paid as per the market standard on time with correct holdings, reconciliation, and the overall adjustment. The way I've said that the payroll manager may have to deal with the diverse payroll schemes. Now, who all are they? They would be a pay scheme oriented employees, hourly salaried employees, commissioned employees, tip eligible employees, or number of time the payroll manager has to deal with the unions, the labor unions, maybe a contractual unions or the non-contractual unions too. And at last, they have to do a compliance and a regulations. So payroll manager maybe have to deal with external offices, maybe PF office so as to cut the provident fund, maybe an income tax oriented authority so as to follow the labor laws and a tax regulation as far as the payroll processing of the employees are being concerned. So again, one of the important role of the payroll manager can be considered under the cost center, because the employees fall under the cost center of the hospitality industry. Then we have another important role to play, that is the inventory accountant. The inventory accountant would be responsible so as to keep an eye in what way the inventory is coming in the hospitality industry and it may go out. As far as the perishable goods is being concerned, we have to follow the LIFO method, that is last in, first out. And for the durable inventory, we have to follow the FIFO method. So, inventory accounts generally maintained the accurate records of the furniture, fixtures, the equipments, as well as the cutlery, as well as the food and a beverage items inventory. So, food and a beverage do have a pivotal role of the inventory accountant. They're going to manage the inventory of a food and a beverage ingredients and going to ensure efficient stock management so as to minimize the waste. Now, waste management also plays an important role. The garbage should be bifurcated into dry and the wet waste, and accordingly, contract must be made so as to dispose of this waste in a proper way. The waste management contract also can give us the revenue. So, the waste, though it is a cost center, can be converted into a profit center if it is being managed professionally by the inventory accountant. The other inventory may include the linens, the bed sheets, and the hotel other hospitality supplies that may be called as the toothpaste or the toiletries or the swimming pool oriented towels, and the other ancillary services, including the professional cutlery of the official purpose. So, the other inventory record also need to be perfectly maintained. So, the inventory accountant role would be majorly concentrating on three important parameters. One is taking account of the lot of the furnitures and fixtures, as well as the antique pieces that have been utilized as the showcase model in the hotel, the food and a beverage accounting, the overall kitchen supplies that have been recorded over here. The other inventories may include the room services, as well as the toiletries, as well as the laundry oriented services. So these three parameters would be the only concentrative approach of the inventory accounting. This is definitely a cost center which can be converted into a profit center if we're going to search out the ways by which the waste can be disposed of diplomatically. So, inventory accountant also plays an important role. Then we do have the overall revenue manager. Now, what is the role of revenue manager? So as to analyze in what way we're going to improve our room sales. Have to analyze the overall room sales data, have to analyze and adjust the price so as to maximum revenues and occupancy rate. Now, over here, we have to utilize the differential pricing strategies. That call would be taken by the revenue manager. Definitely, during weekends, the prices of the rooms would be somewhat high. But during the weekdays or during the off-season time, we can come up with some attractive rates so as to give the concessional entry to the number of visitors in our hotel premises. Not only room sales, they may have to take the help of the promotion channels. They have to enter into an agreement with the sales channel. They have to manage the relationship with the online travel portals, hotel booking websites like as OYO and other kind of a platform. In other distribution channels, they can also make a tie-up with the aviation or the airport industry so as to give or utilize the hotel during the next flight halt time. They have to keep an eye on the competitive strategy that has been adopted by their immediate competitors. So pricing and the inventory available, that is room inventory, has to be taken a proper tack, and we have to adjust our strategies based on the market trends as well as the demand for that particular thing. So the key takeaways of this particular chapter is Usali performs the essential functions of bifurcating the overall recording of the hospitality industry into cost centers and the profit centers. And collectively, we have to report it so as to have a proper accounting statement and the financial analysis with the help of ratios that has been called as the ADR or revenue per room. It is a collaborative work. The way I've highlighted, number of people contributes a lot so as to give a proper revenue statement of the hospitality industry. The revenue manager, the inventory manager, the payroll manager, the accountant manager plays a crucial role so as to record the financial transactions that have been happening every now and then at the front door as well as the processing of the overall service while the customer being into our hotel. Thus, they concentrate on the proper record of the transaction, effectively managing the overall inventory and maximizing the revenue. The overall impact of the operations is going to give us the customer satisfaction along with the profitability and the improved operational efficiency overall. This chapter summarizes with the understanding of few concepts. One important concept today we learned is about the USALI. USALI is uniform system of accounts and the lodging industry. It is a standardized chart of accounts used by hotels to record and report the financial data and the transactions. Standardized financial reporting. It ensures all hotels use the same terms and definition, allowing for the comparison of a financial statement across different properties. And therefore, we can identify it is the uniform system that has been followed in the hospitality industry overall. Operating departments. The various departments within the hotel that generate revenue and incur costs such as rooms, food, beverages, outlets, etc. as defined in the USALI. So USALI basically concentrate so as to convert the responsibility center into a profitability or revenue oriented center. Next concept is about the general ledger. The primary account that records the summarization of each and every financial transaction into the accounting statement. The ledgers have been converted into a financial statement. Financial statements are the document that summarizes a hotel overall financial performance and the position, including the income statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement. Thus, the income statement, balance sheet, and a cash flow statement would pave the ways so as to go with the ratios and doing the comparison so as to achieve the benchmarking. Therefore, next point comes as the benchmarking. Benchmarking is the process of comparing the hotel's performance metrics with the industry averages and against the competitors. With the help of the benchmarking, we'll get to know that overall where we stand in the market of the hospitality industry. We can adapt few of the prices as per the competitive strategy. Then, there are different parties involved into a hotel industry. Hotel owners are the individual or the entities that own the hotel property. Maybe the hotel owners and managers can be different personalities. The owner would be just owning the hotel property, or maybe he had given the hotel property on a rent to be managed by some other party. Thus, the hotel managers are the individuals responsible for the day-to-day operations of the hotels. There might be some investors as well as promoters. They are the individuals or entity that provide the overall capital for the hotel business. So the funding is being done by these particular investors or the promoters. Creditors are the lenders who provide the financial resources, maybe the banks, the business houses, financial institutions from which the funding is being taken. That all would be counted into a creditors. So those parties to whom we are liable to pay would be called as the creditors. Creditors can be bifurcated into long-term as well as the short-term creditors. And at last, we do have general accounting acceptable principle or generally accepted accounting principle. This is a set of accounting standards that the companies of in the United States must follow when preparing their financial statement. Thus, USALI is intended to be consistent with the GAAP. Not only the United States, the entire Europe would be also following the GAAP. And few of the changes or the adaptability of the USALI is must as per the ICE, that is Indian Accounting Standard and the IFRS. So the key concept that we learned through this chapter is Universal System of Accounts for the Lodging Industry, that is USALI, Standardized Financial Reporting with the proper bifurcation into a Responsibility Center, slowly converted into a Profitability Center, Operating Department. The Operating Department also would be called as the Profit Centers, the General Ledger, Financial Statement, General Ledger slowly converted into a financial statement. The financial statement then compared with the benchmarking. Then we have learned about the hotel owners, hotel managers, investors, creditors, as well as the account manager's role. And at last, the GAAP. Thank you all.